Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Linda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and this week I got the show done a little bit early for you. It's going to be a busy week. The title of my message tonight is The Wearing Down of the Saints. We're going to talk a little bit about prayer, too. Many others are hearing the call to pray for President Trump. Franklin Graham made a call to all Christians to pray for President Trump yesterday on June 2nd. Did y'all hear that the critics were slamming Franklin Graham, saying he weaponized prayer? I think that's hysterical. Franklin Graham didn't weaponize prayer. The Lord did. In Ephesians 6:18, those critics must not read their Bible. Okay, I got to tell y'all a story of something that happened to me last month. Y'all get a kick out of this. It's about how tiredness and being worn down makes us want to skip our prayer time. I remember one day about a month ago when I was just so exhausted. I've asked some of you on JPH Facebook page, and I've talked to some people personally about this extreme fatigue that's coming out of nowhere. And there's no physical explanation for it. And everybody that I've talked to said the same thing, that they can find no physical reason why they are all of a sudden exhausted. Well, I realized in the last couple of days for myself, I've been having it for over a month. I'd say at least 2 months, maybe more. And I realized here the last few days that I'm fine when I go walk my dogs and I give them medicine in the morning. And as soon as I'm done with that and I'm ready to start work on the ministry stuff, it hits me. And I knew as soon as I saw that it is for sure 100% a spiritual attack. So anyway, this one morning, about a month ago, I woke up and I felt horrible. I felt just this overwhelming exhaustion. And when I tried to pray, because I always read the Bible and pray the first thing in the morning, I get my coffee, I have coffee with the Lord, I read the Bible, and I pray. I say all my protection prayers and all my prayers. And I ask the Lord, you know, for anything that he has on his heart that he wants to talk about. So when I tried to pray that morning, I mean, I nearly fell back asleep. It was that bad. And I had a full task list that day. And so finally, after trying for a little while, I thought, okay, I'm going to go ahead and get up, go walk my dogs, and then I'll come back and pray. My dogs needed to be taken out or else I was going to be cleaning up potty pads, right? So the day was over full. I had unexpected company come by. My phone started blowing up right away. It blew up for hours. First one thing and then another. And y'all know how it is to have one of those days when your phone won't stop ringing and you can't get anything done on time on your schedule. Well, so when I went to bed that night, there was my prayer list right on my nightstand, right where I left it that morning. And I remember so clearly thinking, oh no, I never did my protection prayers. And I said, Lord, I hope you can cover me this one day. I am too exhausted to even try to pray them. And, you know, plus the day was already gone. It was already after 9 p.m. and I was so tired I could barely remember my name at that point. So I got into bed and I immediately fell just into an exhausted sleep. So about the second day after that I didn't do my protection prayers, I woke up to find I had a spider bite on my arm. And I had a tick bite in another part of my body. And I was suffering from a horrible attack of allergies. And my first thought was, Satan's signature is always overkill. Always. Anytime you see an overkill of attacks like that, it's always the devil. I think he's just trying to make sure he lands something on you so he hits you with a whole bunch of stuff. Thankfully, the spider bite was non-venomous. I have both kinds of spiders, or did have when I first moved in. Hopefully, I don't still have them all. So all it did was make a big hole in my forearm that takes forever to heal. I'm still trying to get it to heal almost a month later because it became infected. And that was more an annoyance than anything else. The tick bite healed up within a week. The allergies were pretty hard. They took about 2 weeks. Everybody had those this year. And the pollen was so bad everywhere that everybody has been dealing with those. But I got that sorted out. It's all healed up now. And for about 2 weeks in the spring every year where I live, the oak trees drop a fine yellow pollen and little fringy-looking frond things all over everything. If you leave your vehicle parked outside, it looks like somebody sprayed it with yellow dust. My yard is full of oak trees, big ones, over 100 foot tall. So I got a real good dose of that this year, and I get it every year since I come up here. Usually it doesn't bother me all that bad, but this year there was a lot more than normal. So not long after I woke that morning, the Lord showed me that all those attacks were a result of me not praying that one morning, just that one morning, y'all. Here's the thing. When you are really devoted to the Lord, when you are in communion with Him through prayer as often as you can be throughout every day, and you live your life centered around Him, the devil can't just bring a front-facing attack on you without you fighting back. If he comes up to your face and starts something with you, you're going to go after him. Am I right? You're going to fight back. So he has to be more subtle, kind of like he was with Adam. Remember what he did? He seduced Eve with the fruit and then had Eve give Adam the fruit. And so by doing that, he actually attacked Adam, who had dominion over the whole garden. So he has to be more subtle and sneak it in on you, usually using multiple steps. So do you see what he did to me? First, he hit me with that wearing down through multiple channels, the exhaustion. Some of it was left over from the high place warrior situation that happened in mid-April and trying to clean up the mess left behind by all that. And remember, the enemy always attacks through those closest to you because that's the way he can hurt you the most. So that whole situation was tiring in itself. And I was just coming out of that when all this happened. And some of this exhaustion was an attack of witchcraft. The Lord showed me it was an attack of witchcraft that didn't get canceled that day since I didn't pray, because that's part of what I pray every morning. The Lord showed me recently that they are sending witchcraft at me every day, hoping that I get taken out. Well, I won't get taken out until God wants me taken out. You know, witchcraft is directed at every single one of us every day. There are covens of witches that cast spells on, quote, all Christians. They cast spells on groups like High Place Warriors, and they cast spells, there are groups of them that cast spells on anyone praying for President Trump or supporting him. So there's at least three layers of witchcraft right there. If you're a High Place Warrior, you just got hit with three witchcraft layers right there. And I'm sure that there are spells they also cast on anyone leading a group praying for President Trump. This is the way they work. So anyway, I wake up that morning, I feel really awful, and I have all this stuff going on. I'm like, okay. But I did the only thing that I know to do. I don't have health insurance, so I can't just jump up and run to the doctor for every little thing. And I don't run to the doctor anyway for anything minor, like a spider bite or allergies. I don't go to the doctor for that. I have to be half dead before I go to the doctor. So I kept working. I did not cancel any of my appointments. I just kept going on about my business like normal. That terrible attack of allergies in my arm all swelled up with that infected spider bite, and a big rash around it that I think might have been from the Band-Aid adhesive, but I don't know. I was like, wow, I can't catch a break on this, but that's okay because it taught me to adhere ever more diligently to my prayer time. Can you say amen? So I sent the witchcraft attacks back on the senders sevenfold, and I did one more thing. I praised the Lord for all of it, and I said, Lord, I don't know how, but I'm just going to believe you to bring some kind of good out of all this. And right after all this hit, I had friends coming over for dinner and a birthday party. So I had to cook all day and do all that stuff. And I was not about to cancel that over allergies and a spider bite. So now, about a month later, all of it is healed up except the spider bite. And I'm still dealing with that. So walking around with a hole in my arm. When a spider bites you, it looks like a little volcano on you. It's the strangest thing. I'd never seen a spider bite before, other than I saw like a fiddleback spider bite in Oklahoma, but that kind of eats a hole that keeps spreading bigger and bigger, so that's different. But Yeah, I look like I have some terrible disease. That's why I kept bandaging up. I'm like, I don't want people to think I'm a leper or something, you know? But guess what? The Lord did bring something good out of it. Number one, I learned that my prayers have to be the first priority in my morning prayer time, regardless of how tired or busy I may be. And you know what I learned about praying is get up and walk. So my house kind of goes in, there's like a circular path through my house. And I walk that circle and pray and walk and pray and walk and pray till I get all my prayers said, talk to the Lord for a while and all that. And he brought another good thing out of it. Those allergies had a very interesting effect on my face. I had an allergic reaction to a skincare cream around the same time. And after all of that finally cleared up, my skin literally glows. It seriously looks like I just recovered from a chemical peel. And if you don't know what a chemical peel is, you have to remember I lived in Dallas. When you live in Dallas, going to the plastic surgeon is common down there. I mean, that's like you're going to your primary care physician for all the women in Dallas. Not me, but other women in Dallas that have a lot of money. And some of them would go and have chemical peels after they got a lot of wrinkles on their face. And what it does is it peels. They put a chemical on your face, and it peels down so many layers of your skin, and you look like you have a really bad sunburn. And I assume they have to stay indoors while that's going on and have like ointment on their face or something, because it takes weeks to heal up from, because it literally peels all those layers of skin out off. And then what's left is beautiful new skin. And that's why they do it, because it gets rid of wrinkles. So my skin literally looks like I had one of those done. I'm like, wow, nice work, Lord. So it wasn't all bad. You just have to remember when something bad like that happens to you or somebody lands an attack on you to praise him. Just praise him. So my best friend Nicole and I have been talking a lot about this wearing down thing, because we both always have a busy schedule. And even at full energy, we have trouble getting all our stuff done. So she's been going through all the same stuff of being, you know, overly exhausted for no reason that many of you are experiencing. And she has been dealing with a person attacking her that has both a Jezebel and a Leviathan demon working through them. And she has been fighting hard and consistently against these attacks. And then there's another person that she's training in warfare that's also learning how to do that too. Well, the other day, I had just gotten off the phone with her, and the Lord spoke to me about her situation and gave me a word for her. We both give the Lord all the encouragement we can for him to speak a word through the other for us about whatever's going on. So the Lord told me that she has only been fighting defensively. She's only been rebuking the attacks, fighting the attacks off. And that was why the attacks on her had continued and gotten worse and worse, and they were getting a lot worse. And he told me to tell her to fight, to turn and attack the enemy and attack hard, and to do as much damage as possible. See, we cannot just be in defense mode when somebody declares war on us. When someone appears to be your enemy, pray for them as the word instructs, but realize if their attacks escalate and continue, they have declared war on you. When someone declares war on us, it may be in words or in actions, but we can and should fight back with everything we have. They aren't just enemies then. They are out to destroy us. When they declare war on something the Lord has anointed and called you to do, it is the same, because then they are coming against God's will through your life. I took a lot of criticism when I launched a prayer response to the betrayals against high place warriors. But nobody should expect a general to just stand still while their army is being betrayed and taken from, when someone's trying to weaken their forces, when they have discovered a traitor. Why would you ever think a general would just stand there and take that? That's ridiculous. When the Lord sent King Saul into battle, he didn't say, go pray for your enemies. He said, take them out. You know why? Because they came against God's people. So he sent King Saul to deal with them. You are a child of God. It is one thing if someone slights you. It is another if they launch an all-out attack on you. Learn the difference so you can respond accordingly. We live in a time when we can no longer just take these attacks lying down. You are going to have to stand up and fight if you want to survive. Do you hear me? Please hear me on this. This is so important. because the enemy is going to send everything he's got against you and against the people you love. High Place Warriors is God's elite army raised up to do his will and his work, praying for the man who holds the highest office in the land. When somebody draws a sword on this army, these warriors won't just stand still and watch them attack. These are experienced warriors. They are almost two full battalions, and a battalion is 300, of highly trained elite spiritual warriors who are patient, practiced, and very skillful. Pulling a punch against one of theirs or them is like trying to draw down on Wyatt Earp back in the day. He would shoot you out of your saddle before you ever got your pistol out its holster. Matthew 24:10, and then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Let's talk about this word offended. It is the word scandalizo in this verse. BlueLetterBible.org defines the biblical use of it as, and this is what in the end times will happen, okay? So let's see if we're there. To put a stumbling block or impediment in the way upon which another may trip and fall, metaphorically to offend, to entice to sin, to cause a person to begin to distrust and desert one whom he ought to trust and obey, to cause to fall away, to be offended in one, to see in another what I disapprove of and what hinders me from acknowledging his authority, to cause one to judge unfavorably or unjustly of another. Since one who stumbles on whose foot gets entangled feels annoyed, to cause one displeasure at a thing, to make indignant, to be displeased. Okay, let's define the word betray in that verse while we're at it. I won't even try to pronounce the Greek word for that, especially in my southern accent. If this is a marker of the end times, we need to know what this verse means. So this verse says that many in the end times will give into the hands of another. To betray is to give someone over, okay? To give over into someone's power or use. To deliver to someone something to keep, use, take care of, manage. To deliver up one to custody, to be judged, condemned, punished, scourged, tormented, put to death. This defines precisely what Judas did to Jesus. To deliver up treacherously, by betrayal, to cause one to be taken, to deliver one to be taught or molded, to commit, to commend, to deliver verbally, to deliver by reporting, to report someone. Okay, never before in the history of our world have so many people been so easily offended as they are in this generation. If there were no other signs but this one is so clear and so obvious that you cannot miss it. Even an unbeliever would have to admit this is true. We are most definitely living Matthew chapter 24. No, I've been alive. This is my 60th year on earth. So 6 decades, never in all of 6 decades have I ever seen anything, even 10% of this amount of offense. And I think you can easily go back 60 and 60 and 60 more and you won't find it. This generation is unique in that. And that tells you the time you are living in. It is very important that we know how late the hour we live in really is. None of us can know exactly, because only the Father knows the day and hour Jesus will return. And if the Father hasn't told Jesus, you can bet he's not going to tell us. But we can have a general idea of the age that we're in, okay? Or what chapter we're living out. Okay, so let's talk about wearing down of the saints, which we're all experiencing right now. Daniel 7:25 says, "And he shall speak great words against the Most High," talking about God, "and shall wear out the saints of the Most High." And by the way, that wearing out means to continually harass. Continual harassment. like being persecuted all the time, or like just being continually having to be afraid of the laws they're passing and whatever, shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. Time and times and the dividing of time is the tribulation period. Okay, so let's talk about how does the devil wear us out? Let's talk about that. He wears us out by leading us down wrong paths. Okay, if you go down a wrong path and you think that you're following God, and then, you know, you get a year down that path or 2 years or however far, and all of a sudden God shows you that that's not him, you then have the exhausting task of getting back to square one and finding the right path. And you've lost all that time and all that effort and money and whatever else you spent going down the wrong path, right? Okay. He tires us out through time wasters. People that just... Where do I even start with this? When I first started ministering back in 2009, the devil sent a number of time wasters my way. People who always claimed they wanted help, but they never got helped. People who wanted to be friends, but they did nothing but send stupid, empty messages all the time and text me all the time and just take up my time for no good reason. I hate that sort of thing because I don't have any time. I don't have any extra time. And that kind of stuff drives me crazy. And I usually block people who do that. Or they spam me with stuff. Or they want to send me everybody's prophetic words. Anybody who's followed me for very long will tell you, I don't read other people's prophetic words because I don't want to have any filters when God starts speaking to me. I want to hear clearly from him and the words that he gives me to put out on the Just Praise Him site because I want them to be right words. Okay. Through continual harassment. Harassment is one of the ways that the enemy wears us down. He causes people to harass us. He tries to get politicians who pass laws that will harass us. He just any way that he can get us harassed, he knows that wears us out. Okay, he wears us down through getting us into rocky relationships. Oh yeah, relationships where there's strife. Strife will wear you out. It will wear you out so bad. It's exhausting to fight all the time. It is exhausting to be at odds with somebody all the time, is it not? He wears us out by getting us to chase false prophecies. Like maybe you go and visit a church and somebody speaks this false prophetic word over you. Yay, the Lord says he's going to lead you to a business venture and you're going to be a millionaire and a bunch of other garbage like that. And so you go chasing after that thing. You start looking into business opportunities and, you know, work from home and stuffing envelopes or whatever and think that you're going to make, you know, $1 million a year doing that. And you waste months and months and months chasing that because you think it's God. When in truth, that word wasn't even from God. There's one thing about when you get a true prophecy from the Lord, you will usually get a confirmation somewhere down the line from someone else or through some other form, like out of his word or something like that, that will confirm the first word to tell you that it's him. If you read the story in Genesis where Joseph was interpreting Pharaoh's dream, he said the reason you had the dream twice is God's confirming that he's going to do this. Another way that the enemy wears us down is by attacking those we love or causing strife against us through them. Getting them riled up at us so that they start trying to pick a fight with us and whatever. Also, by stealing our finances. Now, why would that wear you down? When you don't have enough money to pay your bills, it's hard to think about anything else because you're constantly worrying, trying to figure out how you're going to get some more money to pay your bills, right? So it wears you out. It's exhausting to be poor. It is. Okay, he wears us out by constant attacks of pain or illness. When you're in pain, chronic pain is exhausting. I never knew how exhausting it was until it was like 2009, 2010, or 2010, when I had that horrible, excruciating back pain before the Lord delivered me from it. I mean, you can't even breathe. You can't get comfortable. When your spine hurts, every way you move hurts. Everything hurts, and the pain is severe. I didn't have any money for doctors or painkillers or any of that. I just took over-the-counter stuff, and I took a lot of over-the-counter stuff. Like every 3.5 hours, I was taking 3 aspirin and 3 ibuprofen. That's how bad it was. And that would even barely take the edge off of it enough that I could just not scream. And it was exhausting. Constant attacks of illness. Illness exhausts you. Illness wears you down because it makes your body tired because your body's trying to heal. So it takes all of the energy from your physical body and other areas and puts it towards healing whatever is wrong. And so that's why you're so tired when you're ill. He also wears us down by leading our children down wrong paths or paths of destruction. If you've ever had a child who was going wayward or got on drugs or got into something they weren't supposed to be in, you know how that wears you out because you're constantly worried about them. Even if you're praying for them constantly, that it wears you out because you're scared and the emotions of it wear you out. The enemy loves to attack our emotions. Have y'all ever noticed that? He loves to get you upset. He loves to get you angry. He loves to get you worried because it saps your energy, doesn't it? Now, why would the devil want us to be tired? Why would he want to wear us down? I'm glad you asked. Let me explain. Number one, we are not as diligent when we are tired. We are unlikely to battle against him or battle very hard when we are exhausted. When you are worn out like that, you don't have any fight in you. You just want to go to sleep and feel better, right? We are prone to skip our prayer time. Can you say amen? When we are exhausted, our faith is very low. We are prone, when we're worn out, when you start to get real exhausted, sometimes you know how you get kind of agitated or impatient because you need rest, right? We are prone to get angry at God like we would a spouse because he's not fixing whatever's wrong and we need rest. When we are exhausted, we are in short in give up mode. We just want to give up. We just can't do anymore. We are easier to deceive when we are tired. We are easier to capture physically, which will matter in end time situations. Okay, you can't run as fast when you're worn out, if you can run at all. We are prone to illness and accidents when we are tired. So the devil can set you up right there. He can set you up to fall. He can set you up to have car wrecks. I mean, I'll fall down some stairs. I mean, he can set you up for all kind of stuff if you're worn out, can he? When we are exhausted, we don't care as much about anything because we don't have the energy to care. We just want the misery to end. We're worn out. We don't have any more to give and we just want it to stop, right? Time is short. There is not much time left to work, to get God's work done. If the devil cannot stop you from doing it, he will always try to delay it or slow you down. More often than not, the devil has used wearing me down before he would just blindside me with a completely different attack that just lays me out. That is one of the ways that he sets you up for attack. Okay, so what can we do about these wearing down attacks? We can try to cast out the related spirits. Sometimes this will help, sometimes not. Now, Nicole had great success with one of these today. I'm going to tell you about that. To really stop an attack of any kind, you need to discover how it started. Example, if the attack on you, let's say that you wake up one day and you're just worn out and you have no idea why. Okay, and you start looking. If the attack on you started as an assignment against your ministry work, then you need to first cancel the assignment against your ministry work in Jesus' name and then cast out those related spirits to see the results. Because if you don't cancel the assignment, then that door is still open and the devil will just send some different demons. If the attack on your finances started with you going on a shopping spree for a new summer wardrobe that wasn't in your budget, then you need first to repent for that lack of self-discipline and then proceed from there. It may not be an attack at all. It may be you overspending that caused the issues. Okay, so you need to look at what's happening, when it started, and whether you had anything to do with it. We always need to look at us, okay? All right, some of the spirits to check for. I got an email after I talked on the podcast about this exhaustion stuff. I got an email from a man that had been getting repeated attacks, and he was worn out from them. One of the ways the devil wears you out is he harasses you with demonic attacks. And he was getting harassed by demonic attacks. And he woke up one night, and he was being attacked yet again. And he started praying. Immediately, the Lord spoke to him, and he said, "It's a spirit of harassment." I had never heard of a spirit of harassment. I was like, that's pretty interesting. Today, Nicole was praying about the exhaustion, and the Lord spoke to her and said, "It's weariness." And then she immediately thought, yeah, don't be weary in well-doing. The scripture that says, "Don't be, for in due time you shall reap if you faint not." Weariness is another spirit. I didn't ever think about that one. So harassment and weariness are two to try. The devil is trying to make us weary in well-doing. Okay, another thing we can do is we can go aside with the Lord and pour out our hearts to him and ask for revelation about what's going on and how it got started. He likes to hear from us. He loves for us to pour out our hearts to him. Pour out your heart to him like you would your best friend, because whether you know it or not, he is your best friend. Do you have any other friends that died to save you? I don't think many of us have any other friends that died to save us. Okay, that's all I have for y'all tonight. I just finished updating the Healing Companion for those of you who ask about over the last, I've had it pulled down for 3 weeks to update it. And what I did was I just went through the whole book and I updated in little areas to say what had happened with different healing prayers I had prayed and whether things stayed healed or what happened or anything the Lord had taught me about them. I added those things to the book. But some of you had tried to purchase the book when it was down and you emailed me and said, "I can't buy the book. Why can't I buy the book?" So the Kindle version is up and updated, and the print version is up and updated. The audio version is being redone by someone with an American accent because nobody liked the British version. I happen to love British accents, and that's why I did some of my books in with British narrators, but now I realize that was probably not a good thing. Anyway, Allie James is everybody's favorite narrator, especially mine, so she's my producer on everything now. And she's redoing the Healing Companion as we speak. For the links to the updated version, to be sure you get the right one, you can go to www.justpraisehim.today. There's a print bookstore tab and a Kindle bookstore tab. And I noticed that the books don't show up in some browsers, so you may have to open it up like in Chrome or one of the other browsers to get it to appear. But if you click on the books in those links, it'll take you to the updated version on Amazon if you need those. But I just wanted to be sure y'all knew that those were up. And I will post on the JPH Facebook page when the audio version is done. It'll probably be a month or so before that one's done. Thanks for listening. Jesus bless you. Y'all have a great week. I do hope that this helps you if you're suffering from the exhaustion, because that is not a fun attack at all, is it? But I hope it helps. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write the Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the 7 temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax. Have you ever been betrayed by someone you love deeply? If you have, then you know being betrayed by someone you love can be a life-altering experience. What you may not know is that every Christian must pass the test of absolute betrayal at least once in their Christian walk if they want to go higher. No test hurts more or pulls more strongly on your emotions than when someone you love completely turns against you. Do you know how to pass this test? Through a revelation received from the Lord, I share the good news about why betrayal visits Christians and how to pass this test once and for all. Don't let your betrayal catch you by surprise. Get the Judas Test on Amazon.com in print and Kindle versions. The Judas Test. Are there areas of your life you just can't seem to overcome in, no matter what you try? Are you plagued by depression, poverty, anger, lust, or failure? Do you recognize your predisposition to commit the same sins committed by your forefathers? Do you want a better life? Many people live their whole lives under generational and other types of curses without understanding they can be free. Learn what the scriptures say about curses and why they are still relevant today. Learn how to defeat every one of them through the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You can break the curses off your life and start experiencing breakthroughs like never before. Read about different types of curses and how to break them, including anger, a curse that causes angry outbursts in constant anger. Barrenness, a curse that causes miscarriages and prevents pregnancies. Fear, a curse that brings a plague of fear and anxiety. Illegitimacy, a curse that causes lust, rebellion, and sexual dysfunction. Get the book, Loosed from Chains of Darkness, Destroying Curses Through the Power of the Cross. Available now on Amazon.com. Available in print version, Kindle version, and new audiobook.